The latest from podnews.net. Red Circle has launched today. It's a podcast host offering tools like free hosting, analytics, and a cross-promotion marketplace to help smaller podcasts get heard. The company has $1.5 million of funding and is built by five ex-Uber software people. It plans to earn revenue by selling advertising within podcasts. The Verge has more details. The Rodecaster Pro, a podcast mixer, has a new firmware update. It enables multi-track recording on SD card and a few other enhancements. Magellan have published the top 15 US podcast advertisers earlier this month for March. New advertisers included Hulu, HelloFresh, and Article. The recruitment site ZipRecruiter is still at number one. Wooshka, a podcast host, has announced availability of integration with Amazon Alexa smart speakers. They claim they're the first global podcast hosting platform to enable podcasters to deploy their own Alexa skill for their podcast. Luminary has announced 26 new premium podcast episodes in a press release. The user agent for Luminary's Android app is now correctly announcing itself as Luminary. Meanwhile, Podient, a podcast host, has emailed their customers with details of a tool to remove their podcast from Luminary. It's in customer dashboards under Settings, Directory, Listings, and produces a polite but firm email that you can edit before sending. Spotify paid 50 million euros, $55 million, for Parcast, according to their financial results. More than 50,000 shows have been submitted through the Spotify podcast portal, and there are 250,000 podcasts in their system overall. The difference is being Anchor's catalogue, presumably, as well as automated API-driven submissions from partner hosts like Libsyn or OmniStudio. Apple has over 700,000 podcasts listed. Meanwhile, a Swedish newspaper claims that Spotify, which is a Swedish company, of course, is publishing an extreme right-wing podcast called White Pill. It's a Swedish language podcast, also available on Apple and Google, and is run by an organization called Nordic Alt-Right. We'd note it's classified in Apple as comedy and calls itself a family-friendly show, and we list it as well. Patreon, a crowdfunding service used by many podcasters, has updated its terms, privacy policy, and community guidelines. And editing podcasts on a Chromebook has historically been quite hard, but that changes with Chrome OS version 74, which is now in the beta channel. In this release, Linux programs now have access to the sound card. Yay, for playback only. Boo. Reaper and Audacity both work fine. We're using a Chromebook this week for Pod News and our podcast. While our MacBook is being repaired, we're just using the simple Orphonic Edit Android app with our Rode Podcaster USB microphone. It's one of the reasons why we're not very edited this week. Now, from the world of Archive 81, see what I mean? From the world of Archive 81 comes a new fiction miniseries called Left of the Dial. That's in our podcast list today, in our show notes and in our newsletter. Also, Cigarettes and Rocket Fuel. It's a fun idea. It's a fictional talk show on a radio station in 1969 telling the story of Apollo 11, as is 13 Minutes to the Moon. They've got music specially composed by Hans Zimmer, and it's being run by the BBC. That one, though, doesn't mention bacon, which Cigarettes and Rocket Fuel does. KPCC is launching Tell Them I Am next week with a new episode every day this Ramadan. The stories are universal. The guests are all Muslim. Democracy Works features Sarah Koenig as their special guest this episode, telling us what she learned about the US criminal justice system. And Boardroom Bound focuses on inspiring and preparing the next generation of board directors. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.